What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters Mall of Georgia. First day of training camp, and we're hanging out here. We invite you to come out. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man.
And by the way, if you came to Hooters in the last 2 hours and you saw a sign on the door that said power outage, we'll be back on at 1:30. The power is back on, so come back, okay?
The juice is loose. And, yeah, man, we are here at Hooters Mall of Georgia. It is the Taj Mahooters. And, brother, let me tell you, we've got some of the best listeners out there. We kind of just kind of crashed the bar because we know some of the bartenders. And so they're like, technically the bar is not open. I go, oh, hell, is the ice cold? I basically went like Nick Nolte, oh, the ice is cold. So me and Low Country, if you follow the Falcons, big podcaster, some of our mutual friends, and we just basically bum-rushed the place, jumped in at the bar, and thanks to the staff, and served up some drinks. And some folks are still on the outside. They're getting everything straightened out. But in the next few minutes, you guys will be ready to roll right in, and we'll be good to go through six.
Yeah, so I know some of you were here. Our producer, executive producer, Day-Day, rolled up real early, and he was like, there were people waiting outside to come in for us. And obviously, that sign might have said, well, I'll come back. Come back. We want to get a chance to see you. Hey, guys, we're going to tell you all about what we saw today. We've got Michael Penix on the show coming up. A little bit later on this hour, you'll hear what our quarterback had to say, and we'll tell you the vibe. But I will have to start with this, Mike. The first thing out of Michael Penix's mouth today when he addressed the media. So we talked to him first. Then he goes in and he addresses the other media. And the first thing, he wasn't even prompted, but it tells you that they are listening to us. He says, Mike, quote, we got KP the ball today. There's going to be a lot of that. For those of you who don't know what he's talking about, KP is Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, man. Kyle Pitts, it continues to be a big line of conversation, a focal point. I know for some Falcon fans about what we think this offense is going to be. I will say this. Kyle Pitts, it was very interesting when they had the media scrum because we were waiting to talk to Michael Penix. And then the first few questions were about his foot. And he basically never gave anybody – I'm just telling you this. I'm not misrepresenting what I heard. You can call in on this one, Carl. He never really said anything about what the nature of the injury was. Talk to the trainers. So were you on ice? Were they going to trade you? I mean, what was going on? It was very – I got to be honest, very confusing to this media member.
I felt like Kyle didn't answer that question today because he didn't want – to make it seem as though the injury is lingering or to give anybody a reason to doubt.
Ammunition, right?
Correct. And so, to Mike's point, because we looked at each other, because we were standing there like, did he just kind of deflect that not once, not twice, but three times? He kept saying, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good to go. Oh, the injury, I mean, you're going to have to talk to the trainers. And obviously, guys, the trainers are not going to reveal what the injury was.
No, trainers don't talk to the media.
So instead of him just saying, and this is my thing, Mike, remember when I was like, what kind of injury are we discussing? Is it a foot? Is it an ankle? But instead of him just owning that, he deflected today, and it was weird, but he's 100%. He's ready to go, and he was out there. And to Michael Penix's point, they did connect today. They did throw a lot of balls to him early on in 11-on-11. So – guys, if this is any indication that this is what the season is going to be like, watch out.
Very excited. Got to see Michael Penix Jr. a couple of times today. Now, again, they're not in full pads, but they were going 11-on-11.
Yes.
Which, I mean, usually we see a little bit of grab bag the first couple of days. Remember, guys, you heard Dave Archer on the morning show this morning, on the morning shift with the gang, talking about two-a-days. And since the collective bargaining agreement, you know, years now, you just don't get that kind of intensity. They kind of ramp it up over the first 5 days. But I'll tell you what, there was a lot of downfield throws. The secondary looked great. There were some times I think Michael Penix would probably want to maybe pull a little bit quicker. And the ultimate irony, Carl and Day-Day and I, we were talking, and I'm like, is it just me, or does Kirk Cousins look really fluid moving his feet? Because now he's a full year and a half removed from that Achilles injury. So, ironically, Kirk Cousins does look a lot better than he did at this time last year. And, of course, we'll get into what happened up at Jets camp today. But immediately, as soon as we heard there was a potential injury to Justin Fields, we thought, well, here we go.
Yeah, look.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
No, we understand. It's going to be this way throughout the rest of the season. No matter who gets hurt, the immediate assumption is going to be the Falcons are going to call or they're going to call us, and there's going to be a conversation about Kirk Cousins. I don't know if that's going to be true. We're still hearing about the injury to Justin Fields and whether it's serious or how long he may or may not be out. But you're right, Mike. Immediately, that is the thought process. Meanwhile, guys, we've been wondering about the health of some of our players. Braylon Trice, ready to go. He is first time going full speed since the offseason and the injury that happened last year. Also, we talked about Kyle Pitts. He's cleared health-wise, so nothing to report. The guy that is interesting is Troy Andersen. Troy Andersen has been placed on the physically unable to perform list. They call it the PUP list.
Right.
And that was interesting, Mike, because all offseason we thought this guy was rehabbing and was going to be healthy and ready for camp. And he's not.
Yeah, and as we said, since he has been drafted, he can't stay healthy. And again, now you add a level of, okay, if I can't see you, I can't start you. You can't show the coaches and a new coaching staff on the defensive side what you're all about. So Troy Andersen, I mean, look, I hate to say it, but if this guy can't be on the field in the summer, then you're not going to win your position. Then it's going to require somebody else either screwing up or getting injured for you to get on the field. So this, unfortunately, this predates Terry Fontenot as a general manager, but this is a potential another second-round bust.
Yeah.
And we've had some major busts in the second.
Yeah, look, you're going to get to a point, and this is maybe also, Mike, the reason they went out and got Diablo and got some help at the linebacker position.
Right.
Because maybe the indication was, we don't know if he's going to be healthy or not. Either way, Troy Andersen might play himself out of a job. And not only out of a job, he may play himself out of being a roster spot on this team if he's unable to play. Either way, that's where we're at right now if you talk about the health. The storyline today, guys, and we'll let you hear Michael Penix coming up in just a little bit. It's Dukes and Bell live from Hooters, Mall of Georgia location. Come on out and hang out with us. Again, power is on. So we want to tell you guys who stopped in, you can come back, hang out, and eat and do all the things. But, Mike, I'll say this. The story today was just that. It was Kyle Pitts speaking and saying it's a new year and he's ready for the challenge. And it was his quarterback today as he started his presser saying, we got the ball to KP. They are obviously engaged in the conversation that everybody's talking about, which is, can Michael Penix make him better? And I said this to you the other day. Maybe his quarterback, hint, hint, is giving him confidence that he hasn't had.
Right. And maybe, as we said, you brought it up, Michael Penix Jr. will be the tonic, just the savior of Kyle Pitts' career. Now, again, it might not wind up the next chapter here in Atlanta. It could be a free agent because I don't know how the money works for all the other things we got to do. We talked about that earlier in the week. But, yes, they've forged perhaps a bond. Penix is just such a strange and hard guy to get a read on because, I don't know what do you expect him to come in with his head down and go, I've got to be better. I will be better this year. He doesn't do that.
That's
not how he plays it.
No.
He comes in kind of loose, goofing around a little bit, kind of playing. And that's fine. You can be like that and just be a rock star on the field. But it's going to be a make-or-break year. I think he's gone either way at the end of this time. It's cool because for Falcon fans, everything you and I've talked about, how Bijan creates the mismatches with Kyle Pitts and, Drake London and Darnell Mooney, all these guys, but we never saw them really kind of force defenses on its heels, maybe save for three or four games. Right? So if that makes this offense as dynamic as it should be, so be it.
Yeah, look.
But I just don't understand. Here's the thing. I just don't understand what Kyle Pitts is.
Okay. And maybe we get a better understanding of what he is with this offense this season. I think Zach, our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, Mike, spent an offseason, not the entire offseason, but spent obviously quality time designing plays and making sure that they were going to find ways to get him the ball, which has been my thing. If you got this special talent, this unicorn,
right,
you find ways to get him the ball. You don't tell me he doesn't fit the offense. You don't tell me he's playing out of position. You don't tell me he's a Z when he's an X or an X when he's a Z. You find ways to get him the ball. So I think Zach Robinson did that in the offseason, and we're seeing a little bit of that, guys. And again, we're not spilling any secret sauce here.
No.
I'm just telling you, for all the fans that were there today, the one thing they left went, man, they were throwing the ball to Pitts today, and he was catching them.
He was. Now, some of this was, it's the first day of practice. You don't want to overread it and go crazy. But there was some athleticism. And whatever that was during the mini camp, he seems to be good to go now. One of the other things that struck me, I was just talking to some of the guys at the bar before we got on the broadcast, and he goes, what impressed you? I was talking to our old producer-engineer Jarvis Davis, who played D-line in college. How about the way Zach Harrison looks?
Well, remember, he's always been a
we big talked
dude.
About him getting some lead in his dumper, getting a bit bigger in the bottom. But, man, and it's just one day. So, again, as we said, take it with a grain of salt. But there were some plays where he was explosive. off the edge, and still edge and playing tackle. So that sort of hybrid DT or DE.
Yeah, look, I think he was out of place last year. And look, this is no homerism here. Mike, nobody could block him at Texas. Zach was – he was that dude. When you play out of position, you know what happens? You think too much.
Right.
Play him inside. It adds more size to what's going on down there. And, you know, I love what he can potentially bring. And, again, all of these guys, nobody's going to dominate guys. He's a rotational guy. He'll get plenty of playing time.
But it does help us in the middle. We talked about it all week.
Absolutely. We're talking about guys that we need guys to pop, whether it's right. Rook, whether it's Onyemata, whether it's Zach. How are that interior D-line going to look? So I'm with you, but I say that to say I thought last year, man, he was just kind of playing out of position, and then you see how they're using him or attempting to use him this year from what we saw today.
Hey, another guy, and this is just, again, one day people ask us, what do you see? What do you know? What do you see? What do you say?
What do you see?
But I will say this. Some of the guys that we had talked about, and, you know, what are we getting as far as the corners and some of these people, Xavier Watts looks the part. But I got to tell you, man, Billy Bowman, and this is the thing, just talking to a couple of dudes, you know, with the Falcons on and off, you know, the record. But Billy Bowman, he loves to hit. And he came up, and he's a guy that, like Tyrann Mathieu, in his mind, he's a linebacker. And so I'm just saying, if they can find a way to get him on the field and maybe in that sort of dime package. But Billy Bowman, you see the athleticism. I mean, it just in one day, it did surprise you and it stuck out.
404-726-0929. Bar's filling up.
People! What's up? What's going on, everybody?
Hey, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Slim is bringing the speaker in as we speak, Carl. We're going to talk like this for the end of the segment.
I want to make sure everybody knows. Can I get a hey, man?
Hey, man.
That's what I'm saying right there. That's what
you want to be a part of this party? You want to be in the boat or out of the boat? You want to be in the boat at Hooters.
404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Mike mentioned it. We have to mention it as well. Justin Fields injured today. Starting quarterback for the Jets. Remember, they signed him this offseason. There is no fracture. This is the latest report in the toe that got stepped on in practice. The reason why this was a concern, guys, is because he got carted off, or at least he jumped in the cart. So at first it was Mike Achilles. We were thinking about all these different things. Report is no fracture in the toe. He got stepped on by an offensive lineman. He is getting an MRI, and the team continues to gather information. But it doesn't look maybe as serious as we thought maybe this morning.
No, because up and down the sideline where all the Atlanta's media elite was gathered watching practice, immediately all of us are like, Cousins to the Jets. But that's not exactly the case. After medical evaluation, Josh Kendall reporting, Justin Fields sustained a dislocated toe will be day-to-day. So a dislocated toe, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Maybe.
I mean, at first we were hearing everything. Some knucklehead on a bogus account, a burner account for Schefter, was saying the Achilles, which had half of the NFL world losing their mind. But it is a toe injury. But it is a team that, again, we're just looking to dump Kirk Cousins, guys. Sorry. I mean, to Kirk Cousins, but them's the facts.
Michael Penix on the way. Mike and I got a chance to talk to our quarterback today. You'll hear what he said about his connection with his guys, what he said about his tight end, his growth. Stay there. It is on the way. We're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia. It's Dukes and Bell.